You said you'd worked for him.
I imagine it was about 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Now, what happened from there?
Well, you know, why did I stop working for him? I didn't know we were, yeah, that's right, still in the plant. Hmm. He went to Japan, and then when he came back, I was still working for him. I went to work at a different plant. No, I worked with him until he quit. That's right. He did not quit. They had a big shake-up, and he had a temper. Mm-hmm. And he said he was going to quit, but he had some very good friends higher up in the executive level, and he was transferred to Vandenberg. Yes, no, the poor man's dead now. Is that all going to be on here? I don't know his name, but mm-hmm. but he, yes, that's right. I worked for him until he left.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when you said there was a shake-up, was that like a change in, a big change in?
No, it wasn't. It was just a shake-up with him because he, we had a horrible man in our division level. I mean, he was the type of person that he was just a terrible person. I was away on vacation. When I came back, the phone rang and I answered it, and he asked for my boss, and I said, may I tell him he's calling? And there was this silence. And he said, hasn't he told you that is forbidden? And so I went into my boss and I said, what's with him, you know? And he was, that's what it was. This man that I was working for would not get down and bow down to this man. And that's when the shake-up with him came and mm-hmm. I worked for someone else.
Mm-hmm. So this person who was at the head of the division then at the time was not... The two of them weren't really...
Well, nobody liked him. No uh-huh. one, period.
Yeah. Now, I know, without getting into names, you're saying that he had a temper. And I was wondering, did you ever feel that, I mean...
Yes, we had a few confrontations, but when he realized that... mm-hmm. I mean, he shouldn't talk to me that way. Why? We were fine. We were very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Very good friends, and he left.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking when you're telling me that, you told me before that you weren't very assertive at the end of the war, you're saying, when you're looking at these different jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
What made the change?
Well, I don't know. I just realized that, I guess it's how the worm turns, you know. You can just take so much and then no way am I going to do this anymore, you know, take that.
Mm-hmm.
So... Because I knew my capabilities and I had more, I guess I had more confidence. You see, I was younger and I had more confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And never having worked out my first job, really, if you know why, mm-hmm. it was overwhelming at first. And then, like I say, I worked with friendly people, and to get in with someone who is not friendly, you know, it mm-hmm. threw me for a while until I realized that you had to assert yourself to work with that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And when you did, why, you got their respect and everything was fine.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I guess everyone goes through life and finds that out, you know, ultimately.
So he went to Vandenberg,
yes, yeah.
say.
Mm-hmm.
And then did that mean, did someone else come into his position?
Oh, yes, yeah, uh-huh. someone that I knew real well. I mean, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, was this someone who, say, promoted from... somewhere else, or did you?
Yeah, he did get a promotion.
Uh-huh. Now, did you then become his secretary?
Yes,
or did
yes.
He
yeah.
didn't bring his own?
No,
with
no,
him?
No.
Uh-huh. And then, so how long did you work in that area?
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's for thank. Well, we were at what is Plant B1. That's where the employment was. It was, that was the original Lockheed. We were down there working.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was going to be transferred to the secret area.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was Plant B6. Because the man died over there. And so he was going to take his place. And he asked me, he said, do you want to go? And I said, yes. Because I didn't want who was going to come in to work for the man who was going to come in and take his place.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over to B6. And that is what is called the Advanced Development Projects. That is the absolute confidential security. And I worked in that the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the very, very secured area.
Mm-hmm. So when he made that move, he took you over there with
him? I took over there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually he left, and I got the last boss I had. He was just absolutely, you know, just marvelous. You know, it's my. As soon as I went over to the Advanced Development Project, I don't know. It just seemed to be a different thing. It was just absolutely marvelous. I just loved it,
mm-hmm.
And I liked the people. And in our immediate department, we had about 200 people,
mm-hmm.
you know, the electricians and mechanics and whatever,
mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed my job there.
Mm-hmm. Was the area that you're in a production type area?
No, strictly an office. Yeah.
So sort of a development in terms of, were they engineering type?
No, we were just in a building with just the office. And,
mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. So
and things were taken care of. The production was, well, it wasn't too far. You know, you could almost walk over to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to go through any kind of special security thing or anything to work over there?
I didn't, because I stayed in that office area.
Mm-hmm.
But the men and anyone who went into the production, mm-hmm. they had to have that, yes. Definitely.
Did that mean that you were then working around sensitive material and stuff? I mean, in terms of the plants.
No, because I handled mostly personnel, and personnel and reports and anything that had to be done in the line of clerical work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, did you ever feel nervous about working around?
No.
Sounds so the secret area.
No, because I didn't get into any of the. They just wouldn't talk about it, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't ask any questions because this is, you don't do this, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of reporting these, were you having to? Was there more than one, say, clerical person working with him?
Yeah, she was a department clerk, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you supervise her then?
More or less, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The last year I was very mean. I didn't like her, and I gave her all the horrible stuff to do.
Did you know that you'd be leaving that
Well,
year?
Yes. Well, I really didn't take advantage of it because somebody had to do it.
Yeah. But you would get to decide.
No, I just give. Yeah, I just give her the typing to do, and
mm-hmm.
She had some reports to make out.
Mm-hmm. 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 Did you just not get along with her?
Well, she was all right. I don't know how to explain this, but. We really worked. I mean, I worked. Like I said, I didn't want the union. I didn't need the union because I did my work and I worked hard. She read and crocheted every chance she got, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked when the people were there, when the boss was there to see her working, and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't raised that way. I was raised to work, you know,
mm-hmm.
and do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And So I didn't have any patience with her.
I see. Mm.
As a matter of fact, there's three of them that came in like that.
Mm-hmm. Were they younger women or did?
Yes.
They,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did that seem to be just a change in attitude of her?
No, there was one girl that I still see, and she's the same age as my son. Well, no, there's three of them. One back in Annapolis, and she was out here and visited me, and I visit her when I go back to Annapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, and they're young. And, no, I had three really terrific girls in there.
Mm-hmm.
The type that were in the shops before, mm-hmm. it was just a different caliber.
Mm-hmm.
They had no interest in the work or anything else. One, I know she just came in to meet someone, you know, and they were very glad to get rid of them. Now, the girl that's in there now, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's Joanne. We call each other. When I'm up there, I call her and ask her how things are going and everything. And she's fine, and she's a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the men, now, it's strange. The men did not like these girls that I didn't like, and it was not any influence on me. And there's just a different, you probably get them in school and work and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Some are there to do a job, and that's what they're going to do, and others are just there to kill time.
Mm-hmm. What kind of, with the men who were working around, what were they like, as people? I mean, what kind of, in terms of, your working relationship.
Most of them were just absolutely marvelous. I mean, I had some very good friends out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're saying basically that you were expected to do typing and reports and things like that. Did you arrange appointments and things like that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had... Well, I took another girl's place who was worked for the division manager periodically. I was the one that took her place when she'd go on vacation. She was, and had a very interesting 3-page report to do. He had gone back to the Smithsonian Institute at the time when Lockheed was putting some of their planes in there. You know, when the new space, aerospace, section was opened up,
mm-hmm.
and he went back there. He was back there 2 or 3 weeks, and he came back with this monstrous report that I had to edit and fix up and type. And well, that was so interesting. I enjoyed that thoroughly, you know, and mm-hmm. it was interesting to know that. And when I was back there 2 years ago, I wanted to go to the new aerospace because it had opened since I had been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this girl that I worked with that lives in Annapolis, she was going to take me, but it was so hot, hot and humid, and I just said, I don't want to go anywhere. So I didn't get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many interesting reports and things that you do. And in the department that I was in, you don't go... You never would go in and know what your day was going to be like.
Mm.
There was something doing different all the time, and it was very interesting.
Mm. So it wasn't the same kind
no,
of
machine? No, no, oh, no, no. No.
Mm. Did, now you, then you worked there in that department until you retired?
Until I retired.
And yeah. What year was that?
6 years, next month.
Mm-hmm. So in January of 75?
January of 75.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What made you decide to retire?
My age, they threw me out. No, I worked till I was 68 and then they let me go.
Uh-huh. Now, did they, was it more or less their decision rather than...
Oh, no, that was... Yeah, it's at that age you go.
That's mandatory.
Oh yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh yes.
Uh-huh. How did you feel about that?
Well, I did not particularly. Some people were. That's all they oh boy, I get to retire in such and such a time. Mm-hmm. I really didn't want to go. I thought, how am I going to manage things, you know? And I enjoyed my work. I enjoyed being around people. I still do that. Well, I still go over and see those people.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I didn't want to go. As a matter of fact, one of my bosses that I had, he retired about 6 months before I did.
Mm-hmm.
I had been retired about a year, and he called up and he wanted to know how I was getting along. He said he was concerned. I said, oh, this is the only way to live, you know. I was enjoying my retirement thoroughly. Mm-hmm. It took me about 30 minutes to adjust to that.
So at the time,
I was not eagerly looking forward to retirement, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But once you did...
Yes, I converted easily, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe for these other questions I have, I need to go way back.
Oh, right.
A little bit, because that's been working to grant off yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I wanted to go back to and say at the time, now when you were first divorced, how old were your children?
Oh. Oh, that's way back, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Barbara was about two,
mm-hmm.
maybe three, and Rowan was about eight.
Uh-huh.
Eight and three.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that, in terms of with them, I mean, going through the divorce period, was that a hard adjustment? At
yes,
all?
Oh yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of... let's see, now was your ex-husband is still living in the area?
Yeah.
Were there any, did you feel a lot of, especially like around, well, let's just start out with, say, economic pressure around being able to make it?
Well, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't actually have to go to work. I worked part-time.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't go to work at Lockheed until about 6 years. No, about 3 years after I was divorced. That's when I.
Yeah. Were there ever any times when you wondered if you'd be able to make it on your own?
Yeah. Oh yes. Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Now you had mentioned that you had friends that you had seen these. Were there any other people who? You know, you went to in terms of, say, not financial, but other kinds of support, say, emotional or people that you could count on?
Yes, I had two couples that were very close.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still very close to them. They're practically family, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my mother and father, you know, they were living.
Mm-hmm. Was there, did you ever feel any pressure to remarry or to...
No pressure because... No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I really didn't.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me some things about being a single mother or ways that changed your life?
Well, yes, it changed your life completely because there were so many places that you didn't go, you know, where... If you had an escort, you know, with a husband, you would go.
Mm-hmm.
And that made a big difference. Your whole lifestyle changes. But fortunately, I did have these friends. We went around with quite a large group.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one that left the group, and I stayed with him. And they more or less sheltered me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say I was always been around friendly people.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. They more. And one of the men was one that I worked for part time as an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we had a party or went out or anything, it was in a group. I would have a date, but I'd be in a group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I wanted it. And well, the main reason was that he wanted to get the children. You see.
Mm.
And. His mother was not very nice about it. She was trying to help him, too, and naturally, but That's why at that time. Now you can do as you please, you know, and nothing is said or done about it. There's about them saying you're not an unfit mother or something like that. But at that time, why, it wasn't quite as simple. Mm-hmm. And so I just went out with groups at the early stage.
I see. So there was a chance, say, at that time that if you had gone out on your own, that he would have done something more.
I don't know. I felt that he would. And so did these other friends of mine. That's why they more or less took me under their arms and wings or whatever and took care of me, and we all would go out together.
Mm-hmm. Now, was there... did he ever actually go to court or anything to try
no.
and regain custody?
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did he have any kind of what were the terms on the divorce as far as him?
Oh, well, and we were very flexible and friendly. I mean, he could, you know, whenever he wanted to, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did so you just would end up sort of going out with these groups of friends more than you would, say, on your own?
Yeah. I've had some dates, but I didn't care. I almost got married a couple of times, but I'm glad that I didn't afterwards, because I know it wouldn't have worked out.
Mm-hmm. What made you do, what kind of things made you...
I guess they just bored me. probably not the right person. I just never met anyone that I would care to give up my life. And for it, now my daughter's met someone, and she, well, I hope she does get married, because he's just darling.
Mm-hmm.
And but he comes, my kids always came first.
Mm-hmm.
They did. I would rather be with them. And that's how it is now. I still enjoy being with my family more than
mm-hmm.
someone else.
Now, did, was it saying that you had been, with the money that you had been earning, you had been renting homes in Tonga where you were living. How long did you stay in Tonga?
Well, until last June, from 1939.
Mm-hmm.
I had the same number, the phone number the whole time. Now they took it away from me. I've had three friends that I know of call that number and get a stranger,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know what happened to me, but eventually they called my son and found out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, so did you stay in the same, did you continue to rent while you were there? Or did
no,
you?
I built, and that's one thing I have, for about 5 years,
mm-hmm.
we converted my mother's and father's garage into living quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter and I slept there, and my son slept with my mother because my father had died, and there was room up there for him to sleep. But we all ate together.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the garage fixed up beautifully. It was really fixed up nice. Because during the war at that time, you could not buy lumber. There was no building material available. And then in 1953, I built a two-bedroom house on my mother had two lots, and I was in joint tenancy with my mother, and my sister was with it, and I would had the lot that the house was built on, my sister the other one. And that's where my mother's house was. And so in 1953, I built a house, had a house built.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived in that until, well, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My mother had died in the meantime. Is this all right? Just
yeah.
going, all right.
Well,
mother?
Just to back up a little bit,
okay,
what
you
year
go ahead.
Did your father die?
Pardon me?
And what year did your father die?
Either, well, it was after the war,
mm-hmm.
so it must have been 46, or 40, yeah, about, I think 46,
mm-hmm. 1946. Mm-hmm. Now, how old was your son by then?
about 17 uh-huh. then. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was he still in school at the time? Or?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it was before he graduated from high school?
Well, no, I don't know. He graduated in 46.
Did he stay at home after he graduated? Or?
He stayed at home until he was 27 years old.
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was he working during that time?
Or? Well, he was, yes. Oh, yes. He mm-hmm. was working, and then he had 2 years in the Army during the Korean mm-hmm. period.
Mm-hmm.
And then he still stayed at home.
Mm-hmm. And so, then from about 46 to 53, though, he, or whenever he was he drafted? Then?
Yes, uh-huh. yeah. He'd been working, let me see now, he was 23 when he got out, 22,
mm-hmm.
so he's about 20 or 21 when he went in. Yes, he was drafted. I tried to get him to enlist so he wouldn't be sent over to, because you hear about these people that, you know, these boys that are in boot camp for about 6 weeks and they're sent right to the front over in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
But he was working in communications. And I said, please enlist, you know, into the Air Force or something. And he had Naval Reserve, and he would not enlist. So finally his name came up, and I'm trying to think when it was. I don't know. I say he was either 21 or 22. He was out of the service in 1953, so 51
mm-hmm.
was when he went in, okay. And I know I was at work, and my mother would call every day, you know, when the mail came.
Mm-hmm.
I said, now be sure to call me if the greeting comes right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the poor dear, the greetings came. And she didn't dare call me. And I went to lunch, and I was so relieved. I'll never forget that. And when I came back for lunch, why, she called me then. She'd gotten her courage together and called me. And so that was pretty sad. But anyway, he went into service in Korea. Now, where were we?
Well, so he came back. But, I mean, so that was sort of a hard...
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Time for you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
And then he came back, well, in 53, you're saying?
Yes, I built a house in 53. I completed it in 53, and that's when he came out of the service.
Now, when you say you built it, did you design it and everything?
I designed it, yes. And I drew up the print.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the building inspector, and he was a friend of ours up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had taken blueprints so I could draw it to scale.
Did you take that through the plant?
Or? Yes, yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, yes. And so I did design it, and it's cute. It has rafters, you know, and had it built. I got a contractor and had it built, and boy, that was... I was so green, I didn't know it, and I was very fortunate. I had a good contractor who did a good job on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then in 1965, my mother died, and my sister's living in Mexico, and she inherited this lot over here. And while the taxes weren't too high, I think they were about $300 or $400. She couldn't afford to keep that up, you know, because pesos, the exchange of money is, and she knew she wasn't going to come up here to live, so I bought it from her
mm-hmm.
and remodeled. I had got another contractor and remodeled that and drew up the design. The contractor I got and I, he drew up a design of what it should be, and mine was almost a duplicate of his. You know, he had a couple of things that were improved over mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew what I wanted, and he was aware of what I wanted. And so he built another little two-bedroom house up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I rented the one in front. And then last June, when I knew I had to come down here...